Hello there, Florence. How are you this evening? I hope you're fine, because I'm certainly fine. And I want you to feel the same as I do and as I am. I've had a very good day today. This is the Thursday, the 19th, and it's now 9 o'clock, and I'm going to have my little few minutes talk with you and Cindy and anyone else listening, I guess. This has been, as I said, a pleasant day. I worked rather hard, lost my temper only once or twice, but I get over it quite easily. Let's see, how shall I start, except by saying I've been thinking of you all day long and wondering how things are going, since I know you're about back in school now, and I know that the weather there is quite pleasant in the middle of September, maybe hot one day, but quite cool in the morning and in the evenings. I've had quite a bit of domestic problems around in my house. Seems as though the hot water hasn't been working very well, and I've had repair crews working on it. And the boss came back from his home leave in Taipei, and the first thing that he run into was no hot water, so I put a new hot water tank in, and the knuckleheads had put the water taps on backwards. They put the cold water tap on the hot water line. And so it had to set for a day before we found that out. But tonight I had hot water when I showered, and I think we'll have hot water from now on. And we have an annex here that has room for 8 or 10 people. And we have some soldiers that came in called MILFAP team. They're part of a medic team that works in the hospital. And they had no place to stay, so we're putting them up in the bullpen, we call. A room that has a big room with a shower. And I put an air conditioner in there for them, and they're real comfortable and quite happy. And let's see, what else goes wrong? Oh, I still got my little refugee girl. I haven't found a way to get her back to her parents. I guess maybe I'll get her back. I'll try and see if one of our guerrilla teams can't take her out, maybe find out where she lives and take her home. But she looks sweeter every day. She doesn't look as homesick today as she did day before yesterday when I talked to her about staying around a while. Our head maid said she would keep her and train her for household work if the girl would stay, but the little girl said she missed her sisters and her brother and their brothers, and she'd like to go home to her parents. But tonight I was looking at her, and she looked at me and smiled, and it looked like she was getting over some of her homesickness. I don't know, probably she's better off here than she would be out where she is, because I told her the other day when she, well, I was talking to her about going home, I said, well, if you won't stay with me, you can come back and visit me when you come to Quan Nai. And she said in Vietnamese to the interpreter, she said, oh, I'll be dead long before I ever get back here. So she lives in rather a precarious atmosphere, and I suspect death is close to her most of the time. Well, I've got myself a new hobby coming up. I started a teaching English yesterday, two nights a week, on Mondays and Wednesdays. I have a class from 5:30 to 6:30, and I have about 40 people in it, from almost 8 years old to some look to be 30 or 40, some soldiers and some little kids and some girls, and it's quite interesting. I have a rather elementary English book teaching them some vocabulary. This is the chair, this is the table, this is a pencil, this is a watch. Pronunciation is hard for them. They can't say ch, they say sh for watch, they say wash, and for is, they say is. But this is exciting to kind of teach them and talk to them. And great deal of fun, because I like to move around and talk and joke with them. And my Vietnamese is rather poor, but I'm supposed to be speaking English, so, and they're supposed to be learning it. So I guess between my poor Vietnamese and their poor English, we'll get along real well. But it's something new, and I've been thinking about trying it for a long time. And when they came around asking if I knew anyone who would teach a class, I said, sure, I'll teach them. I'd probably get myself into something extra, but it'll be interesting anyway to see what comes out of it. I've also got some problems down at the shop. It seems as though my secretary is not doing too well, and I got rather mad at her this morning. I think I told you about the colonel getting a little excited about her and wanting her out of there, and I moved her out and told her I was going to fire her. And I thought maybe she'd shape up, but she doesn't look to me like she wants to shape up very bad. I'm having a little problem with her myself right today,